A primary health organisation has tonight apologised after one of its clinics denied a measles booster to a 15-month-old Samoan boy in South Auckland. Earlier in our programme, ProCare Clinical Director Dr Alan Moffat conceded staff at one of his clinics got it wrong when Frederick Savainaya's family was told on Monday that the toddler couldn't have the booster because he got his first jab in Samoa and he wasn't a New Zealand citizen. The little boy is now back in Samoa waiting for his booster. It comes as the death toll in Samoa from the measles epidemic rose to 60 today after five more babies died overnight. Tomorrow the country will be shut down for 2 days so mobile medical teams can visit people who haven't been vaccinated to immunise them at home. Our reporter Alex Perrottet joins us now live from Apia. Alex, what orders have been made regarding the shutdown?
Lisa, they're unprecedented. They're very strict. Almost every private business and everyone who's a private citizen must close, must go and stay at home. This is kind of like a two-day public holiday, Thursday and Friday, so a four-day weekend, except the first 2 days, you can't go out, you've got to stay at home. As we talk, there's a few locals are wandering around this park enjoying the last few hours before they have to be quarantined at home. Businesses shut, as I said, a few different exceptions there. So civil defence, fire and emergency, the water and electricity authorities. But you can't take the boat between the two islands. You can get to the airport if you can prove that you've got an air ticket out of the country for international travel. But most people will be staying at home. Cars are off the road. And only petrol stations that serve government cars will be allowed to operate.
So people staying at home, what have they been told to do?
Okay, so Lisa, this sounds like something a little bit out of the book of Exodus. Every single family must stay in their home tomorrow. They can't go outside. And if there is someone in their house who has not been vaccinated, they must take a red cloth or garment and go to the front fence or the front of their house or put it on a pole, but make it very, very visible that there is a red cloth outside their house, which tells the mobile vaccination units that there is someone in there that's yet to be vaccinated. For example, the Savainaya family, who we heard about a little bit before with young Frederick, everyone else in their home has had the jab, adults and children. Frederick is yet to get his booster MMR shot. They will put a red flag outside their house and the mobile vaccination units, which are going out all over the country, will stop by.
So obviously that relies on people being honest about the situation in their household.
Absolutely. There is no other way. They say it's compulsory. Next month they're going to bring in a law, they're tabling it this month, that will ban children from enrolling in school in January if they can't prove that they've been immunised. But tomorrow they are just relying on everyone's goodwill to stay home, be honest and be receptive when those mobile units come with the needles.
So some people getting vaccinated may already be infected. So can you talk us through the numbers of those infected? Is it increasing still?
It's still increasing, Lisa, and almost around about the same rate. There were 171 new infections overnight. Today is the first day that those who got the jab at the beginning of the mass vaccination campaign will be immune, because it started exactly 2 weeks ago today. Those getting the jab tomorrow, they have to be very careful about what they do for the next 2 weeks. Since in the last 24 hours, there's been five more deaths, taking the death toll to 60. A little bit different this time round because there's two very young children under the age of one. There's a teenager and then two adults that have died. So that death toll at 60. Keep in mind as well, there's still 20 critically ill children in hospital battling this, being watched by doctors, three pregnant women as well as two new mums, postnatal women undoubtedly with their newborn children as well.
Thanks, Alex. That is Alex Perrottet updating us from Apia there. And as Alex said, tomorrow is the start of the shutdown and households in Samoa that have anyone inside who are unvaccinated are being told to hang a red garment at the fence or entrance to their property.